We've heard about human rights, but how about human wrongs? MNN's Elisa Weipman's been exploring a new campaign at Urbana 09. Elisa?
I spoke earlier today with World Vision's Jesse Eves about the Human Wrong Initiative being launched right here at Urbana.
The Human Wrong Initiative is a movement of students who are united in raising their voices to right the human wrong of child slavery.
The campaign encourages student advocacy to pass a U.S. bill to prevent child slavery in other countries. University of Idaho student Kat Swick is excited for the campaign.
It just breaks my heart to think of all these children that are like being worked as slaves and have no voice and no right, and they deserve the right that I had growing up of having a voice.
Swick and other students hope to bring the campaign to their campuses to end child slavery and to point non-believers to Jesus.
Social justice issues have been at the forefront of this Urbana. Elisa reported on the Human Wrong Initiative. There's also other issues: HIV/AIDS, poverty, homosexuality, environmental justice, and the list goes on and on. The question is, are Christians focused more on these issues and helping the victims emotionally and physically rather than sharing the gospel? Director of Urbana 09, Jim Tebbe.
There is a high consciousness of issues of justice. And what is it that Jesus has to say about this? How do we as Christians live this out? That is really important. And we will be emphasizing evangelism and reaching out and the proclamation of the gospel at the same time, just as strongly, how we as Christians live that out.
Urbana 09 features three tracks: international and domestic poverty and advocacy. Tebbe says Urbana will be asking for commitments.
To be what we would call a relocator, and that is a person who is willing to live in and amongst the urban poor when they're done with college. We hope to have a quarter of our students who are part of that.
Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Urbana 09.